Once again, it's nice to welcome in Bill Pond, who is at Noble Horizons in Salisbury. We spoke with Bill, I guess it was probably about 3 or 4 weeks ago. There's some been things that have changed. And also, Frank Lally, who hosts the show on Robinhood Radio, talked a little bit about Noble Horizons and the way you can visit. So it's a great time to recap and see what's going on there. Bill, first of all, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day and joining us again today.
Thank you, Marshall. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about some of the things that have changed. First of all, I want to do what Frank Lally talked about, and then we can go into other things. And I think this is a great idea. Yes, you have video conferencing where people can chat with family members that are at Noble Horizons, but you went a step further, and via the use of plexiglass, you have set up an actual location where people can come in, and it's almost like immediate person-to-person contact.
Well, it's been pretty successful, actually. A couple of weeks ago, we came up with an idea of turning around one of our verandas. It's called the Wickman Room, and off of that room is just a basic porch area, and we enclosed it fully and provided the main facade with plexiglass sheeting, and with areas that were where we implemented the surgical masks in an area where people could speak through and hear each other. Families come in by appointment. It's a very structured setup. The residents are behind the plexiglass and the screens, and the families sit at least 6 feet apart from the residents outside. Outside of that location, and are able to communicate. They see each other live for the first time in 3 months, and have the chance to communicate. And many of our staff members also help facilitate that interaction. It's been well received, Marshall.
You know, when we talk about healthcare, and we talk about COVID-19 and the pandemic, we're speaking with Bill Pond from Noble Horizons. You folks at these long-term care facilities are at the center of this eruption in Connecticut. And I find it amazing how calm you seem and how calm other people seem, because nursing homes really are the center, in not only in Connecticut, probably of the country, how they've handled or not handled COVID-19 very well. And it appears that we here in the Northwest Corner are very lucky, like the way you are handling it and the way you are treating the senior citizens that are at your facility who are at the highest risk.
Well, it's been a significant duration of time where we've gone through this, as has everyone else. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of very negative outcomes throughout the state, throughout the country, certainly, as it pertains to elder care and the provisions that are part of this whole thing. We have, knock on wood, Marshall, have been fortunate to continuously report that we have not had the virus affect any of our residents at this point. A couple of staff members over the duration have been affected. That is no longer the case here either. So all of our staff are COVID-free, as are our residents in the campus, for that matter, including our residential care home and the independent living cottagers on the campus are COVID-free. So there's been a certain amount of negative publicity, I guess, is one way to look at it. Very negative outcomes, unfortunately. We continue to move forward and just abide by the CDC and Department of Public Health guidelines, and so far it has gotten us at least this far into the game anyway.
And another thing that you have implemented is testing, not only for the residents there, but you're also implementing this is for your staff as well.
Yeah, that's correct. Our residents were tested just this past week. Again, it's part of a state initiative in Connecticut to have this done. We did well. The test came back negative. We do have a case pending, actually. just as a matter of procedure. But all of our all of the tests on the residents came back negative, and the state's initiative now is also to test the staff in the nursing homes, and we are awaiting the date for which we will be tested. That has not yet been announced, but we look forward to that, as does our staff. It, you know, it certainly will go a long way to put to bed a lot of concern and questions that many people have. But, you know, we continue to be asymptomatic. None of our staff or residents have any signs or symptoms of the virus at all, and we're optimistic, certainly, that we will get through that process. And as I understand it, the process at this point is being reviewed to be done on a weekly basis. So as we move through the summer, I think that's going to be a big part of our landscape.
You know, I think testing on a weekly basis is I tell people who have been tested, you know, you should plan on doing this on an annual basis if it makes you feel more at ease, because, you know, it's just a snapshot in time, and that's why it's so great that it'll be done on a weekly basis for you. I've got a friend, Avi Dresner, who is my trainer. His dad is 91 years old, and he's in a nursing home in New Jersey, and they did testing. And he shows positive for the COVID-19 antibodies. And what I said to have you was, because he appears to be healthy, is wow, your dad hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth, a grand slam, trailing by three with two strikes on him. That's just the type of stories you love to hear.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You really wrap your arms around those stories, especially during times like these.
Well, there's other things, though. What's great about this is Noble Horizons was a vibrant part of the entire community. I've always loved that about Noble Horizons, where it's not where seniors go and nobody ever goes in. You've always been so extremely involved with the public at large and holding events where the public, not only just people who are related to residents at Noble Horizons, but the general public intermingles. And that's got to be a little hard on you not to be able to provide that wide open of public interaction that really Noble Horizons is known for.
It's so different. You know, as we get into the spring, you know, the flowers are out, the campus is beautiful, and there's a certain vibrance that's just not here this year. And you know, the traffic, people coming and going all the time, the programs that Caroline Birchfield puts forward, and we have so many different you know, speakers and classes and learning center and so many different functions that take place on the campus. You really can tell that it's missing. And it is a bit different, but certainly the focus has been, you know, intensely in one particular area. You know, as we go through this summer, you know, we'll come back to those other programs and opportunities as we get towards the end of this. But as of right now, it does have a different feel. There's no question.
But you are providing, and this is another thing, you are still providing tons of activities for your residents at the same time.
Residents are staying very active. No one is isolated in their rooms. You know, people have opportunity to move about internally, and you know, we look every day at trying to provide structured opportunities for people to get outside and enjoy the campus, enjoy the weather, and you know, I think that continues to go forward. You know, the staff are engaging residents on a regular basis. It's a little bit different in terms of how we present our activities, but nonetheless, they're very involved.
Well, keep up. All I can say is keep up the great work, because you really are a major part of not only Salisbury, but of the area's activities and the way you care for seniors and also for people that after surgery that need help with physical therapy and more. You're just an amazing part of the community. You still are doing if someone comes out of surgery, they can still come to you and do physical therapy?
We're going to be actually, CDC is providing us with guidelines this week in terms of how to reopen safely for new admissions. We've had a number of internal discussions in the past week, 10 days, as to how to facilitate new admissions. But we're very anxious to reopen our doors, and right now we're targeting the early part of next week to do that, and whereby we can bring people in for rehab and get back into that part of our program. So we're very much looking forward to that reopening.
All right. Well, Bill, keep up the great work and give our best to your staff and your residents. Stay safe and healthy, and keep us informed. Maybe we'll speak to you again in another 2 or 3 weeks or so.
That'd be great, Marshall. Thanks very much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye now.